It is 9:36 and time now to talk with the computer doctors. Hi, computer doctors.
Morning, Charlie.
Good morning,
how are we
Charlie.
Doing today?
Good.
Doing well.
Glad to hear that. I've been under the weather a little bit.
A little bit
under the weather. Kind of had a little virus. I mean, even computers get them, and people do too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, good to have you guys in, and you're going to be giving people some ideas about, you know, maintenance on their computers. But first, tell them who you are, where you are, and how they can reach you.
All right. Well, my name is Steve Knight, and I'm with Damel Computer Doc and Cool Jazz Web Design. And we're located out at 1200 Houstonville Road here in Danville.
And I'm Angela Allen.
Hi, Angela.
Hey.
Yeah, I was talking with a neighbor of mine 2 days ago, and he was talking about, oh, he's worried his computer. I mean, he's going on and talking to people. He just was a mess. And I said, well, if you look out your back window, I said, there's someone right there that can fix your computer.
Is he over close to 1200 Houstonville Road?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Good.
And very nice. He says, really, are they good? I said, yeah, they're very good. Very, very
thank
nice
you, Charlie.
People. And then so I said, he said, well, thank you. I will talk with them. So
I'm appreciate that.
Perfect.
You're very welcome.
Well, we're a little easier to find now than we were this time last week. We've got up brand new signs that show the 1200 Houstonville Road.
Oh, you do? Well,
yeah,
very good.
So yeah, that helps people to locate us a little better.
Yeah, the numbering system out there is a little confusing, so I think people can find us a little easier now.
Very good. If you pull the microphone just a little closer,
okay.
We appreciate that. Now, we're going to be giving some hints today or helping people with maintenance and cleaning their computer. And, you know, cleaning sometimes, I mean, physically as well as content needs to be taken care of, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. You know, it's that time of year, I think, we're all starting to think about spring cleaning and
mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. And, you know, it applies to your hardware as well as your house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't think about it a lot of times, but your computer, especially a desktop computer, will sit around underneath the desk, sits on the floor,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of people's situations, and it is amazing the amount of dust and that it will accumulate, and those fans inside the computer pull a lot of that stuff into the computer, and you can open up some machines and you can't even see the insides of them. They're so covered in dust bunnies.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So what you call them, dust bunnies.
Which causes it to overheat, right?
So they will. It absolutely impacts the airflow, and a lot of computers will end up failing, or some of the components will fail because they do overheat because they're not getting adequate airflow because they're stopped up with dust that's
mm-hmm.
got inside the machine. And it absolutely does not hurt to clean those out with a vacuum cleaner. If you've got a little shop
okay.
vac sitting around, or a hand vac, or something's got a little hose on it, you can
uh-huh.
take the side of your case off, unplug it from the wall, because you don't want to leave it plugged in while
no.
you're doing
uh-huh.
this stuff, but just unplug it from the wall and take that side of the case off, and you can get in there with a little vacuum hose and actually suck that stuff out of there and clean it up, and that actually will add a lot of life to your computer. It restores that airflow, keeps everything cooler and functioning the way it's supposed to, and doesn't allow it to overheat.
Now,
so,
that is a good tip.
Yeah.
And you know, that particular talking about, well, what kind of, you know, or piece that you need to buy for your computer to make it work, you know what you can do? You know, the holder of a paper towel, the inside of a paper towel,
yeah.
When it's empty, you put that over your vacuum hose, and you can mash it down just
mm-hmm.
flat wherever you want. It'll work just perfect.
Work perfect. Know? Gets in the little nooks and crannies
right.
inside there. And you know, one thing that if you're trying that, take a look at the front of your computer too. A
sure.
lot of computers
okay.
are designed to pull air in through the front panel
right.
of the
okay.
computer, so you might want to also pop off that front panel. They usually come off pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of them just snap into place, and you can just pop them off and then clean off of all of that dust and things that have accumulated inside the front panel, because in addition to opening up the side cover, cleaning out the inside in there, you really need to provide that airflow through the front, because majority of fans pull in from there. So you need to, don't forget about that area, clean that off too.
Very good advice. Now, once this, I guess the other part about cleaning it and things gets a little technical. So when that's why people like you, the experts of the in the computer world, people need to bring them to you. I mean, tell them what. You know, some of the specs you have for maintenance and checking out your computer, cleaning up the system, making sure that you're not so stockpiled with viruses and piled up that what the great machine you have just isn't working.
Like, well, that's absolutely true. You know, a lot of, I hear this a lot of time, people are saying their kids are getting ready to go off to college and they need a new computer for this fall, and because their computer has just gotten so slow and they feel like they need a new one, when reality is they've just used it for a couple of years and they've not done the maintenance mm-hmm. on it to keep it cleaned off. And most of these machines that I find when people say that are actually would probably, if not get them all the way through college, at least get them 2 or 3 years into college. And if they just perform some simple maintenance tasks on it, they can get those machines up and running a lot better without having to spend that expense to buy a new computer, because there's a lot of other things that you got to spend money on when you're starting college. And if you don't have to buy a new computer, that's save you some bucks.
It sure can. Now, Danville Computer Doc, it's what the number, DanvilleComputerDoc.com. And how big of a problem is someone that is computer illiterate? And I am not a computer expert or a gosh, I'm just a computer user and abuser, I guess. But is it complicated? We said, well, just bring your computer in. I mean, you're really kind of scared to go back and start unplugging all these things and doing that. It's and they can call you and you can give them step by step of, or you know, to bring it in and fix it, do it that way.
We can. A lot of people do get intimidated by mm-hmm. by that, and they get scared and say, well, I really like you to come out and see me.
Sure.
But you know, it's usually will end up saving them some money if they can bring it into right. the shop. And for most people, what they don't realize is the connections on the back of the computer are actually color-coded. Mm-hmm. So it makes it really easy to, after you disconnect it, when you get it back home, to plug it back up.
Right.
You know, the sound cable's green, and your mouse cable is purple, and your keyboard is a different color green, and mm-hmm. all of these things just makes it a little easier to hook back up.
Uh-huh. And something else that we recommend that our clients do if they're concerned about that is to use their smartphone and take a picture of the back before they unplug everything. And that way, when they go back, they've got a guide.
That is a great idea. I mean, I'm instant schematic.
It is.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Good tip.
And, you know, a lot of these connections on the back of your computer, majority of them only will plug in one way as well, so you're not going to really be able to hook them up incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to only plug in one way. So, mm-hmm. You know, don't feel too intimidated by it. Go ahead and yank those cords out and bring it on into the shop. You'll be able to get hooked back up.
And don't force the issue. I mean, if it's not going to fit, don't.
That's
right. You'll know right away.
You should be able to plug it in pretty easy. It shouldn't be hard to plug in.
And if you can't plug it in, you can call us at 859-755-4344, and Steve will come out and take care of it.
Thank you. That is very. I mean, you do make house calls at me, right?
We do make house calls. Actually.
Very, very good. And I go, but people at their computer this morning, please do write the name down of the, you know, the computer doctor, Danville Computer Doctor, and put their number again right there on your computer. So, something goes wrong, you can just call you guys and have it taken care of. Great.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things that in maintenance in a computer now, what, you know, are new gadgets and all these different things? What do you need to do to help keep your computer running as efficient as possible?
Well, there are certainly some software tools that can be used. You'll see maybe some of the more popular ones are program like called CCleaner.
Mm-hmm.
CCleaner is a good little program that you can download for free.
Mm-hmm.
There are paid versions of that, but honestly, the free version of it works. If you're willing to do a manual process on your machine, it works just as well as the paid version. Paid versions of these things usually add scheduling functions where you can have it do automatically,
mm-hmm.
but the free versions are manual, but they work well. And CCleaner, what it will do is go in and clear out your temporary internet files. A lot of people don't realize how much space these files take up on your computer as you browse the internet. And just within a few weeks' time of just general use on your computer, you can have several gigabytes worth of temporary files stored on your machine.
It's amazing.
It is. So you can not only free up space on your computer, but it actually helps your computer get faster, because by getting rid of that, it doesn't have to search through all of those files. The idea behind those files is to provide a quick access to that. Instead of downloading all of these web pages over the internet, it just accesses a cached version mm-hmm. off of your hard drive. But once you get to the point where you get so many of those files, it actually slows things down because it has to search through all of those cache files. So it's a good idea to keep those things cleaned off. But so cleaning off your temporary internet folder, deleting your cache file, getting rid of cookies off of your computer that gets stored on there via websites.
But if you do get rid of your cookies, realize that you're not going to have your passwords on your computer anymore. So make sure that you're storing those someplace else or someplace safe.
Very smart. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, cookies will allow you to automatically log into web pages and that sort of thing. And when you delete cookies, you'll have to log into certain websites again. But it's also sometimes a good idea to clean them off for security reasons.
Sure, very good.
Because if you don't want that information stored on your computer, let's say you're using a laptop and you know that you're going to be using your computer in a public location, you might want to go ahead and clean off those cookie files before you take your computer with you, because that information is easily accessed if you don't protect it.
So. What are some of the safe things that and people can do if you take your laptop or wherever and you go to a public place? You go to a fast food restaurant, or you go to a coffee shop, and you go to somewhere where this has free Wi-Fi. I mean, you just log in and off you go. There's some dangers there that people need to be careful about and things they need to be checking on when they do that?
There is. I certainly would not recommend even connecting to any of those Wi-Fi hotspots if you absolutely can avoid it, because they are security risks. It's very simple for someone, just within actually just a few seconds, as soon as you connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot, if somebody is monitoring that connection, they can instantly see the websites that you're going to. They can see information that's being transmitted that you're sending when you log into a website. That information can be grabbed and decoded, especially if you're connecting to a non-secured web page. So if you don't have to connect to those public Wi-Fi hotspots, I would say don't even connect to them.
And if you do connect, make sure that you're not doing online banking, that you're not logging into your accounts on Amazon and Netflix, we were talking about that earlier.
Right.
Any place that could be pulled.
Interesting.
So
yeah,
just surf lightly if you're in public.
Okay. Definitely. Make sure you do have a good antivirus firewall software installed on your computer. For example, on Windows, it will ask you if you connect to a new public hotspot that you've never been to before, it will pop up and ask you, hey, is this a home network or is this a public network?
Right, okay.
Make sure that you select public network, because then that will help hide some of your files and things on your computer from being able to be seen.
It usually has three. One is work, one is home, and one is public.
Public, yeah. Okay. Public is definitely the one that you want to pick in that location. When it asks you work and home, will give additional access to your machine that you don't want to give away.
So. It is 9:48 on AM 1230 News Talk Sports, WHIR. And back to DanvilleComputerDoc.com, and we're talking about springtime cleaning your computers. And we're going to be talking about cleaning your telephones, your smartphones and stuff.
Absolutely.
Tell people where they can reach you and how they can reach you.
We're at 1200 Houstonville Road, Charlie, here in Danville, and they can reach us at 859-755-4344.
Okay. And now let's talk, we had talked about finishing up, we talked some about the identity theft. And like I said, a couple of weeks ago, we had really expanded on that.
Yes.
But if in doing your maintenance and cleaning things, what are some of the things you need to clean out to help prevent identity theft from either your phone or your computer or what you have going on there?
Your history, for one.
History.
Yep.
And your cookies.
History and cookies. And you also want to clear out a lot of the browsers nowadays. Mm-hmm. Internet Explorer, Chrome, all the major browsers will usually pop up and ask you if you want to store passwords.
Sure.
For websites. So, and if you're telling that yes all the time, then those passwords are being stored. You know, they're supposed to be encrypted, but they're still being stored on your computer. So the process of going through and cleaning out your computer and getting rid of cookies and that sort of information, you also want to go into the individual browsers. They have a ability to go in and delete their own history and their own cache and that sort of thing. You want to go through those processes as well, because depending on the browser that you're using, you may have a lot of personal information stored that you don't realize has actually been captured.
And your autofills. When you go to fill out a form and it gives you the option to autofill,
right,
it doesn't pull that out of air. It pulls it off your computer, so it has all that information. Your name, your birthday, your address, even social security numbers sometimes.
Clean it out.
Yeah. And if you have any questions about any of that stuff, you can always bring your machine into it. It's one of the services that we offer, is cleaning and doing maintenance on your machine for you, and we'll be happy to take care of that.
Very good. Now, also, what about telephones? You know, you have the your smartphones. I mean, you know, you got all those.
People have their smartphones, and they get frustrated because, you know, when I got this phone, it was so fast and it was so responsive, and now it just lags and it takes forever, and none of my apps are doing what they're supposed to do. Never mind that I've got a billion apps on the phone.
Right.
That should not impact it, right?
Okay.
No.
Oh, well. No, really.
The first thing that you need to do with a smartphone is clean off any apps that you're not using.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people like me, I love to try out new apps. Love it. But once in a while, I have to completely reset my phone because I do it so much.
Okay.
And that takes it back to factory, which means you lose everything.
Now, that's scary, though.
If you don't have a backup. You can get a backup.
Okay, you need a backup.
Right. And with Android devices, it's fairly easy. You've got the option with the Apple devices as well. Now, I'm not as familiar with backing up Windows phones because I hate Windows phones, but Steve, maybe you've got a little bit more information about backing up Windows phones. Do you know how effective that is? Is it seamless? Or I know you hate them too.
Yeah, and you know, Windows phones are such a small share of the market that we haven't actually seen too many of those come through the shop, and we don't work on them ourselves too much. But certainly, you want to back up your personal files off of any device that you're using before you do anything like a factory reset on it. And certainly, doing a factory reset will speed your phone up.
Yes.
But like Angela said, you'll lose a lot of your information. So you want to make sure you back up your pictures and that sort of thing. That you know, that's probably number one thing people have stored on their phone that they don't want to lose are pictures that they've taken.
Right.
Well, what about your contact? Your contact list, if you reset, it's gone too?
Well, it depends. If you're using an Android phone, that's stored on Google, so no, it's not gone.
Okay.
And it depends on how you've got the phone set up. If you've got it set up so that it's pulling the contacts from Google, which is what we recommend, then you don't lose them. If you're storing everything local, then yes, you're going to lose it.
Okay, very interesting.
Some of your carriers also provide their own backup solutions for contacts, like Verizon, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own apps on, you know, if you have a Verizon phone, that will automatically back up the contacts into the Verizon cloud, and I'm sure AT&T is something similar to that too, but it depends on the phone model and the carrier and that sort of thing. But there are usually multiple options to back up your files and contacts on your phone.
And there are apps too. What was it? Titanium Pro, I think, was the one that we like so well.
Titanium Pro.
Okay. You've got a free version of that and you've got a paid version. And if you put that on your card, if you've got an SD card on your phone, and you put that on the card, then you can pull everything over to the SD card, save it there, and then just bring it back over.
Okay, very good.
Another thing you can do is also plug your phone up to your computer. With a USB cable, plug the phone up, plug it into your computer, and then you can typically access those. If you've got an Apple, you typically do that through iTunes, but Android phones, you can access your phone as another hard drive on your computer and simply just copy those files over to your computer and store them there. So it's a good way to back up your phone as well.
We're talking quite a bit this morning to regular people. Now, business people, they can contact you guys, right?
Absolutely.
Really, that is very important for business people to back up and stay fresh and as quick as you can.
Well, backing up is very important to make sure that you don't get, if you get hit with a virus or, what was there? There was a police station, what was that?
They got hit with a crypto wall virus, police station did, and they had all of their files encrypted, and they actually had to pay the ransom fee to get their files back.
But that means that their IT department had not done a backup system that was working for them,
which is sad. That is sad. That's very sad.
And any business that doesn't have a regular, dependable, tested, trusted backup is taking a horrible risk. They're gambling. With everything.
And you know, people this morning that are small business or medium business, commercial business of some kind, my goodness, they need to contact you guys. And
small businesses in particular, we help out, Charlie, because a lot of the small businesses spend so much of their time trying to keep their business running that they don't think about all of the things that their IT provides them.
Absolutely.
And what would happen if they lost it.
Absolutely. DanvilleComputerDoc.com. That's what people need to go. I mean, business people need to really gosh, set up a schedule. I mean, you know, with you guys to come out and take care of them, don't they?
They really do.
We have some clients that are on contract just for that reason. Steve goes out and checks their machines once a month and makes sure that their backups are working and that all the peripherals are working. And that also means if they're on contract with us, that they can pick up the phone and call him if they have a question or a problem, and he's right there.
Great. So that's great. Now, the name, by the way, where did you get the damn computer doc? How did you come up with that name, by the way? I thought it was a little cool.
Well, I've always worked around IT stuff, but also worked in healthcare industry for 20 years. So it just seemed like a natural extension of what I'd been doing.
I like it.
It's catchy.
It is very catchy. It does. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Great.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it.